This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hasnal Bolkiah at Bandar Seri Begawan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to meet Sultan Haji Hasnal Bolkiah. He said the talks were wide-ranging and included ways to further cement bilateral ties between the two nations. Mr. Modi said India and Brunei are going to further expand trade ties, commercial linkages and people-to-people exchanges, infusing fresh impetus to India-Brunei ties and to the Act East policy. Both sides held productive discussions. Both leaders welcomed the elevation of bilateral ties to enhanced partnership. The two leaders took stock of bilateral relations, including in areas of defence, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health and pharmaceuticals, capacity building, culture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his remarks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. He said it is also a happy coincidence that this year, India-Brunei are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the bilateral partnership. Mr. Modi conveyed greetings to the Sultan and the people of Brunei on the 40th anniversary of independence on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. He said India and Brunei have centuries-old cultural ties and the basis of the friendship is a great cultural tradition. The two leaders witnessed the signing and exchange of an MOU on cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Brunei's Minister of Transport and Info Communications, Pengiran Dato Shamhari bin Pengiran Mustafa. They welcomed the upcoming commencement of direct flight connection between Bandar Seri Begawan and Chennai. A joint statement was adopted after the talks. The Sultan of Brunei hosted an official lunch in honour of the Prime Minister. During the banquet, Mr. Modi said, India and Brunei have decided to focus on mutual cooperation in agriculture, industry, pharma and health, as well as technology and cyber security. He said in the energy sector, both sides discussed the possibilities of a long-term cooperation in LNG. The Prime Minister said, to enhance cooperation in the defence sector, India and Brunei took positive views on the possibilities of defence industry training and capacity building. To strengthen the cooperation in the field of space, both nations agreed on satellite development, remote sensing and training. The Prime Minister said India has always given priority to ASEAN peace and will continue to do so. He said India supports freedom of navigation and overflight under international laws like UNCLOS, that is, United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. A memorandum of settlement will be signed among central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura and all Tripura Tiger Force in New Delhi today. Union Minister for Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy has said that the government is working towards making India a global hub for electric vehicles or EVs and committed to advancing the country's EV ecosystem. India will hold the second edition of the International Conference on Green Hydrogen from 11th to 13th of September in New Delhi. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi announced this while addressing the curtain raiser event today. In Andhra Pradesh, fresh bout of rainfall lashed Vijayawada and several parts of NTR and Guntur in the early hours today, hampering the flood relief operations. Active relief operations are in force in Singhnagar and areas along the Budameru Canal in Vijayawada, providing food and essential commodities. The IMD has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rain in Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Saurashtra and Kutch and Chhattisgarh today. Indian benchmark equity indices were trading lower in early trade today following weak global cues from US and Asian markets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.